I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on January 20th, 2020. The Nextcloud project has followed up on its big reveal last week with a new focus on its Android client. While the announcement of Nextcloud Hub on Friday drew a lot of headlines, today has seen further news from the project that shows its increasing commitment to improve the Nextcloud mobile experience. The project has introduced a new daily build channel for its Android client, so anyone who wants to experiment with the latest features or bug fixes can install and use it alongside the official stable version. And the project will also be letting individual bug reporters know when a fix has landed for their specific issue and inviting them to confirm that it actually has been successfully dealt with. Version 8 of the Smalltalk-inspired Faro programming language has been released. With contributions from over 75 community members, the new version is most notable for introducing a host of preview features, including a new headless virtual machine, GUI framework with native widget integration, and test management and analysis tooling. Last week saw two projects make pitches that could interest enterprise Kubernetes users. And first out of the gate was Catalogic Software with an alpha release of its open-source KubeDR software. Catalogic claims that KubeDR provides first-class backup support for all of the cluster configuration data that's held in etcd and easily enables you to keep off-site storage in any S3-compatible storage with user configuration retention settings and simple access to restoration for disaster recovery. And PingCap is looking to try to help you avoid a disaster in the first place with the open-source release of its Chaos Mesh project. As you might guess from the name, Chaos Mesh is a cloud-based native platform that orchestrates planned chaos within a Kubernetes environment to help determine your resilience and your potential points of failure. The platform can simulate pod failures and network and I/O failures within Kubernetes version 1.12 and later, currently only supports a slightly outdated version of Helm, and its graphical dashboard option is still restricted in functionality and under active development. And let's end today with some good news for users of the Rust-based Actix web project. After a number of instances of criticism from the community over its use of Rust's unsafe facility, the project lead decided that enough was enough, and last week penned a post explaining his decision to step down and removed public access to the project's repository. But now, having had a few days to think things over, Kim has reconsidered and restored the project's GitHub repository and passed maintainership over to another community member so that the popular web services framework can continue to be developed and used. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/84. We'll be back tomorrow.